When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the divine ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. All right, in this session, we will take a look at the text, the book of the celestial or heavenly cow, and I will also give you a reading on eating beef or cow meat going forward. So let's start with the reading. I ask for insight on Black women, specifically eating cow or beef. And again, I use the I Ching. And the first hexagram I got was abundance. And as I talked about before, the cow is associated with wealth and abundance. Begin to define your wealth as more than greenbacks. What other assets do you have? This is a time of harvest. What will you be harvesting? To find the answer to that, think about what seeds you have planted. It is harvest time, whether it's something you consider good or bad. The fruits of your mental, physical, spiritual, social, emotional input is what you're going to get, or your output. You can no longer say, I do not know, because information is at your fingertips. And if the cow is about abundance, are the cows being treated better than their weight in gold? The I Ching does not necessarily say this is right and this is wrong. It gives you deeper insight so that you can reflect on your next move. And then, through the changing line, which we have too, you can follow the outcome if you adhere to the guidance. Remember, this is not blindly following guidance. It's just a guidepost. But remember, you asked the question. So why would you ignore the insight? And by not following the guidance does not mean you're ignoring it. Ignoring what you received always, it just means also that you are arming yourself with knowledge before you make a move. It depends on your state of mind and your purpose. And if you have a definite purpose, the insight will fortify that purpose. Also, I mentioned that sometimes I get the answer I want due to errors, but also errors can occur because of carelessness. So if you're working with the I Ching, just double check the numbers and the lines. It's easy in the excitement to write down the lines incorrectly. So sometimes it's just simple human error. So if you decide to continue to eat beef at this time, because somebody is thinking about that, then do not jump into this change rashly. Be gentle with yourself. Do not just empty your freezer or refrigerator. Transition, because you know the conditions of the cows now and what is being done to them, which is confirmed in the I Ching. There are several translations, and when using this, try to use more than one, because they are, for the most part, very sexist, just as a lot of the ancient text. The woman is the epitome of evil. But it does say for the second changing line, going forward brings a suspicious illness. So if we do not know the quality of the food we receive, we may not know why all of a sudden we feel a certain way or we're sick. And just because something says organic does not ensure that the people who slap these labels on have organic or wholesome mindsets. Remember, the same people who own those so-called healthy places on the regular stores. And I always ask, if I live in Alabama and I get fruit from, say, California, how is that organic? It has to be transported a distance from where it was grown and handled and subject to the conditions of the places it goes through and other elements that has to do with the mode of transportation. So the point is, let's not be food snobs or spend our money unnecessarily. If something is causing us issues, perhaps we should eliminate it. And because the cow represents our abundance and they are sick, suspiciously sick, then we honor ourselves and the mother by no longer partaking in the cow as a food. If you decide to continue, say a prayer with reverence over your meal. Ensure that you're getting a quality that meets your income and your palate, and maybe even cut down on the amount you eat. But we have to look at it from a higher viewpoint. It's way beyond merely eating. It is how we view ourselves and the beings on this planet, and both of our treatment. We can say no. To ill treatment of people, animals, plants, and all the beings that share this planet. The outcome is the hexagram that speaks of endurance, perseverance. Once you make a decision, make it quickly, don't hem and haw. Choose what you're going to do and stick to it. Persevere. Do not change your mind back and forth. Allow others to change your mind. Decide. Decide quickly and persevere. When you do this, you will see the fruits of your labor. The fruits of your persistence. There is no right or wrong. We need to go beyond that and think about outcomes, what we will bring to us by our behaviors. I hope that helps someone. Now, let's move to the book of the Celestial Cow. You can find a copy of this online. I'm not going to read it. Let's talk about it. This book is also sometimes called The Destruction of Mankind. First, let's talk about Ra. Ra, in this book and in other Egyptian Kemetic stories, is presented as a god, sun god. Ra is the sun personified. Our ancestors were excellent storytellers. Some people, though, cannot get past making the characters in the story more of the focus than the message. this is what we have to pay attention to. What is the message? What are the symbols? Ra is not a man, or never was a man. Ra is an ancient force. Manifested through a bloodline of women. I keep saying this over and over. Bloodlines are important. A daughter of Ra, or an eye of Ra, indicates a bloodline and their duties according to that bloodline. When you wield the energy, the power, Sekhem, of Ra, you are wielding an ancient force. And this is passed from mother to daughter. So Ra sitting on a throne is not accurate. Another thing that is not accurate is Ra begetting himself. Men do not create themselves. Men do not give birth. Then the contradiction is, he came out of the waters of Nun, his creator. It reminds me of Genesis with all the contradictions. And you know, when you read the stories, parts are missing. It doesn't flow right. Some parts don't make sense. Right there, Ra coming out of the waters of Nun says that he was given birth to, and it was not from a dude. There's a fluid in the woman's body that the baby develops in. Amniotic fluid. The waters of the mother. And when the waters break, the baby is ready to be born. So right there you can peep that there has been some changes. Every text has been changed and manipulated. First by the ancient priest and other people who wanted to have more control, and now by people who want to see themselves in the story and at the same time remove people from the story. Now, basically, we will stick with the characters because there is a message being sent to us, even today. Ra was pretty much sick of mankind. They were arrogant and plotting his murder, plotting to betray Ra. So Ra brings in Hathor. Now, it doesn't exactly say, but Hathor, or Het-Heru, is the nourisher, the giver of life, who want to sustain her children. So perhaps she was called in to speak to these wayward children, rationalize with them, show them compassion. But like today, there was too much hubris. They didn't listen. They did not heed. So now Het-Heru transform into Sakmet? Or was Sakmet called in? Sakmet is fire, destruction, and not for the sake of destruction. Destruction for the sake of renewal. You know how the forest burns and it looks devastating, and then new life emerges. Well, when Sekhmet began, she tried to take out all of mankind. See, when Sakmet or Sa of Kmet is called in, that's calling in what people would call the big guns. You get no more chances. She was so frightful, so powerful, taking out degenerative mankind, that Ra felt bad for mankind. And he began to have compassion. And it goes, in order to subdue Hathor, now Sakmet, or simply Sakmet, who Hathor called in order to subdue her, they had to get her drunk. This reminds me of the Book of Psalms, where the mother again and again forgave her children. Kept doing dumb stuff till she said, enough, you're on your own. When that energy of fire comes back, when the mothers bring back that energy of fire to destroy, to renew, who will stop them now? Will you? Will you have compassion for these beings who continue to destroy this planet without compassion? Excuse me, attempt to destroy. Because this planet is a sentient being and will be here longer than any being residing on this planet, if that is the will of this planetary being and the mothers. I remember a song I used to hear on Sundays. The lyrics went, it won't be water, but fire next time. We've gotten a rainbow sign. Curiously enough, it may have come in a different package. It's a sign nonetheless. No water, but fire this time. Have you seen fires? Strange fires that they keep blaming on the homeless. This time, daughters of Ra, eyes of Ra, once you know your mission, once you know your purpose, be steadfast, persevere, and do not stop. not partway, not midway. Because this time, daughters of Ra, eyes of Ra, she, capital S, capital H, capital E, will not stop. Her wrath is swift and clean. The time for mercy is over. The line has been drawn in the sand, and doing nothing is actually something. Your inactivity, your inability to choose is something. And this nothing, something, is what you will reap, your harvest. Your perseverance, your righteousness, not self-righteousness, your righteousness. Being steadfast will be what you will reap. There is no need for fear. There is no need to worry. Some of you can feel the strong energies. You can see the change, yet you still refuse to move. Well, the winds of change will move you, whether you are ready or not. Daughters of Ra, eyes of Ra, this time there is no stopping us. With this message, be whole and be complete.